From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia says its warplanes Wednesday joined Turkish aircraft for the first time targeting Islamic State as part of a Turkish-backed offensive to wrest the control of the northern town of Elbab from IS defenders. Russian Lieutenant General Sergei Rutskoy said 9 Russian and 8 Turkish jets carried out the combined operation. Russia and Turkey have been on opposing sides in the nearly 6-year Syrian conflict. Moscow backs President Bashar al-Assad. Ankara supported the rebels. Trinity University analyst David Lesh said Turkey benefits from such a relationship.
They were having a tough go at it, trying to take Elbab from the Islamic State, suffering a number of losses, and so it appears that they need Russian military support, particularly air support.
The two countries are co-sponsoring talks next week in Kazakhstan aimed at resolving security matters such as ceasefire violations. Those talks were dealt a setback with the announcement Wednesday by the key rebel group Arar el-Sham it will not attend. The International Red Cross and Red Crescent said Wednesday at least 70 civilians, including 6 aid workers, were killed, dozens more wounded, in northeast Nigeria following an errant military airstrike Tuesday that hit a camp for displaced people, not Boko Haram insurgents, as Nigeria said it intended. 46 of the wounded are listed in critical condition. As Thursday dawned and Adama Barrow was to take the oath of office as president of Gambia, Senegalese and Nigerian forces gathered at the border vowing to intervene if President Yahya Jammeh does not heed a call from West African leaders to step down. Mr. Jammeh has called the December 1st election fraudulent and called for a new ballot. Tuesday, he declared a state of emergency. This is VOA News. A high-rise building in downtown Tehran engulfed in flames collapsed Thursday, with dozens of firefighters believed trapped inside. The state-run news agency said the 17-story Plasco building, containing a shopping center and clothing workshops, collapsed suddenly as firemen from 10 firehouses battled the flames, which had raged for hours. It said at least 38 firefighters were injured. President Barack Obama Wednesday indirectly appealed to his successor, President-elect Donald Trump, to maintain sanctions on Russia for its annexation of the Crimea. Mr. Trump has hinted at lifting those sanctions in exchange for a new arms deal with Moscow.
The reason sanctions have been put in place against Russia has to do with their actions in Ukraine. And it is important for the United States to stand up for the basic principle that big countries don't go around and invade and bully smaller countries.
At his final news conference, Mr. Obama also spoke about life after public service.
It's important for me to take some time to process this amazing experience that we've gone through, to make sure that my wife, with whom I will be celebrating a 25th anniversary this year, is willing to re-up and put up with me for a little bit longer. I want to do some writing. I want to be quiet a little bit and not hear myself talk so darn much.
He said while his conversations with Mr. Trump have been lengthy and cordial, he expects policy changes once the president-elect takes office Friday. Colombia will hold delayed peace talks with a second rebel group, the ELN, February 8, after the guerrillas free a political hostage. The captive's release has held up talks for more than a year. Wednesday at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos said the ELN would meet this demand.
This is the end of the war. This is something which Colombians never thought was possible just a few years ago.
Mr. Santos, who won a Nobel Peace Prize for his negotiations with the larger FARC rebel group, said adding a peace deal with ELN would allow him to achieve complete peace in the country. South Korea's Yonhap News Agency, quoting U.S. and South Korean sources, said North Korea is preparing to test new rockets, possibly including new upgraded prototypes of an intercontinental ballistic missile. A New Year's Day speech, North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un said his regime was close to test launching an ICBM. Israel said it's preparing to deploy a new missile defense shield. The defense ministry saying the U.S.-funded Arrow 3 has been handed over to the Air Force and designed to intercept missiles in outer space. Former U.S. President George H.W. Bush is reported to be in stable condition, resting comfortably in intensive care with pneumonia at a Houston hospital after doctors performed surgery to clear his airway. Meanwhile, his wife, Barbara, has been admitted to the same hospital after experiencing fatigue and coughing. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.